Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? This is a live show. Yeah, everybody, I've been away for a little while. I got a couple of more weeks, I think. And I will talk a little bit about some of the updates here. My dad has been ill. My dad has been dealing with something called MRSA. It's an infectious disease that he unfortunately received from a faulty gallbladder operation. They removed his gallbladder, and he was left with MRSA. And MRSA sometimes happens from dirty tools, dirty environment, you know. So when it comes down to it, we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. I'm mainly here to update everybody on where I've been, because I haven't been around. Actually, since August, the end of August, I haven't been around. You've been listening to the best of Joey Gagels, and I hope you've enjoyed those old archive shows that I love so much because I work so hard to bring you some of the best content here on BIRN. That's right, but we have 20 great hosts here on BIRN. That's right. I don't want you to only listen to me. I want you to get out there and listen to all 20 of these great hosts on this great channel. That's right, because they all give their heart and soul. We're all either brain injured or have some sort of chronic pain or mental illness or whatever it is, but we're here giving you shows 7 days a week. So I want you to come down and listen to everybody on this channel. All great hosts, all bring you great shows. That's right. And remember, we're a 501c3 too. That's right. We're always looking for sponsorship. Sponsor a show. Sponsor a host. Sponsor the website. Sponsor the whole channel. That's right. We're looking for sponsors. If you're interested, oh yeah, you got to go check out Craig Sicilia or Kim Justice. That's right. Talk to those two people, and you'll be able to, that's right, get a sponsorship or give a donation to this 501c3 who bring you some of the great content every single day of the week. That's right. Well, I'm happy to be back for tonight. I think the next couple of weeks, you got the best of Joey Gagels, and then I'll be back full-time on Halloween. That's right, which is going to be the 30th, because 31st is on a Sunday. So we'll be having our Halloween show 2 weeks from now, or 3 weeks from now. That's right. And then I'll be here for the whole month of November, which is RSDCRPS Awareness Month. I will be here for the first week of December, and then you will get another 3 weeks of, that's right, best of Joey Gagels, because I'll be away for Christmas and New Year's, and then I'll be back after my birthday in January full-time. That's right, full-time here on this great network. But you'll always have something to listen to in this slot, whether it's the best of Joey Gagels or the man live himself. That's right. So be rest assured, there will always be something to listen to on Saturday night. So, updates. Oh, man. Went on vacation, I believe it was the second week of August. And that's when my dad started to feel ill. Actually, on vacation is when he got ill. That's right. So it wasn't really a vacation, right? When you go on vacation, it's supposed to feel like, rest and relaxation. No, I had to be a caregiver on vacation, and usually I'm not a caregiver on vacation, you know. And unfortunately, the MRSA showed up the second day we were on vacation when my dad sat down and he said, "Ooh, it's tough sitting down. I got a lot of pain there." That's right. That's where the MRSA is, by the way. The MRSA's in between his legs. Yeah. In a not-so-nice area, you know, for men. You know, that whole underneath area there. Yeah, no. It's that whole sitting area. Yeah. It hurts. And it smells. And it's ugly, and it's pussy, and it's bloody. Yes, I've been sweeping up and picking up and drying up blood and pus on the floor for days now, dealing with this MRSA. Not nice to look at. And it's, for him, it's very painful. But me being the caregiver, I need to take care of him. So I'm doing it 24/7, just like a nurse would, just like anybody who would come in into the house would. I am, that's right, that so-called nurse figure or caregiver coming from outside the house. I am the son caregiver. That's right. 24/7. I help him get up, help him basically do everything. We're getting now to a point where it's not contagious anymore, so that's a good thing. I have a whole thing that I go through, whole regimen, put different clothes on, put my gloves on, put my mask on. You know, it's, yeah. It's almost like if I had a hazmat suit, I would put that on too, you know. Contagious meaning only if you touch the area and then touch your skin would it be contagious to you. So I have gloves on. I wash, you know, after every time I have to, you know, put a bandage on it or clean it up. I wash. I then jump into the shower, and then I wash, throw all the clothes into the laundry, and that's basically that. You know, I mean, it's every day this routine. And we've been dealing with this since August. So, you know, not a very nice thing to deal with, but then we had other things that we had to deal with too. And as I told Kim, who is awesome, helped me get this slot, and now I'm the only person on Saturday nights, by the way. I'm only the only person on Saturday nights. The person that was before me that had showed two times a week before me has now moved to Sunday nights. I believe her name is Lisa. She has moved to Sunday nights, which leaves me on Saturday nights. That's right. To entertain all of you. That's right. So, going on, there was a lot going on, not just my dad dealing with MRSA. But when we came home from vacation on that Sunday was the first hurricane that we got hit with, and we had a flood down the basement. Had to be cleaned up by you-know-who because he was incapacitated. So that took a while to clean up by myself. We did lose a few things, but nothing of worth, you know, nothing of expensive nature, you know, no furniture, no TVs, you know, everything like that is intact and fine, but just little things, you know, that were meaningless, you know, that honestly I was waiting to get rid of, but now because of the flood, we get rid of it. Oh, now we can get rid of it because it's waterlogged. Oh, it's so ugly. Yeah, so we got to get rid of it. So, but anyway, I had to deal with the cleanup. So the first cleanup was about 4 or 5 days. We finally got everything cleaned up and everything that needed to be thrown out, and everything washed up. It was a long, 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 long week. And then the week after that, It was Hurricane Ida. Oh, man. So we had two hurricanes hit us. Now, we didn't know Hurricane Ida was going to be that bad when it came up here. But it was that bad. Oh, but it was that bad. We had all kinds of flooding conditions on Staten Island where we normally don't see floods. The Costco parking lot was a swimming pool. That's right. Amazing. Amazing. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we all need to, you know, just take a look back and say, oh, my God, did we ever have a flood like that? No, we did not. We never had a flood like that on Staten Island. We never had a flood like that, you know. And, you know, when it comes down to it, not only did we have a flood, a second flood, but now we have mold, green mold and black mold and all kinds of mold downstairs. So now we have to wear masks downstairs because we don't want to get ill from mold sickness. That's right. And we are now actually going through the insurance company trying to get that wall fixed in the basement area where we have our washing machine and our dryer. And then I had to clean up again. That's right, three times, basically, I had to clean up. There was a water main break and the two hurricanes. So I had to clean up downstairs. So I had a lot to do, a lot to clean up. My dad was just screaming down instructions for me. Joe, bring me up a glass of ice. Yes, Dad. Because he can't do it. He's up in his room. And I said, okay, okay. And he's like, well, when you come up? I'm like, okay. And I said, all right. So we might have little interruptions like that throughout the show. And I didn't want you to hear that, that exchange. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I know what he wants every night, but yet he tells me anyway. Joe, bring me up the ice. Dad, you ask me for that every night. It's nothing new. I bring you up ice every night. But you got to tell me, and that's fine. I guess that's what dads do, right? But anyway, so we had three cleanups. Kim didn't know about the third cleanup, about the water main break, but she knew about the two hurricanes and the cleanups after that. I mean, like, it took the rest of the month of August to clean up after two hurricanes and a water main break. During that time, my cell phone fell into the floodwaters and the cell phone was no more. So I had to buy myself a new cell phone. You know, so everybody's wondering, Joe, why did you change your number two times in 1 year? Well, that's why. You know, I started off the year with a new number because started off fresh, you know, thinking everything was going to be okay this year. And, you know, honestly, it hasn't been okay, you know. I mean, I've gotten a lot of work done, put a couple of websites out, you know, when it comes down to it. So it's not like I haven't done anything. And we've got a couple of websites out there. We're going to look to put out a few more, you know, and that's what I do. I create. So when I'm not helping him, or not cleaning up mess downstairs, or not worrying about a cell phone that drops into the floodwaters. You know, I am working, creating, coming up with better content for all of you. More content, better content, you know, to bring you different content. And the same old stuff that we've been listening to throughout the years. New content. Things we haven't talked about. Things we need to learn about. How to expand our minds a little bit more. How to open up our minds a little bit more. And I didn't expect to come on for a long time tonight because of just what I had to deal with just now. Joe, get me some ice. You know, but interesting times, especially the end of the year. Beginning of the year was okay. Middle of the year was okay. You know, and then we come to this time, which was made it pretty challenging. And it's still very challenging. You know, and dealing with this MRSA is not easy. And if you're not a caregiver, if you're not built to be a caregiver, it's tough to deal with MRSA. You have to be built to be a caregiver or learn how to become a caregiver. You know, a lot of people don't know what it is to caregive. They don't have to caregive for anybody yet. So they don't know what one has to go through. Actually caregiver than it is to be the patient. There's a lot of mental anguish and physical anguish. That's right. We get depressed. We get anxiety filled. We have our emotions. Sometimes we feel physically ill to the stomach or wherever it is. Sometimes we have pain just pop up out of nowhere, you know, because of the stress of taking care of a loved one. So if you think the job of a caregiver is easy, you got another thing coming. Very challenging. So, dealing with the MRSA, he's had other complications as well. He had to go take a stress test. But obviously before MRSA, that was before MRSA, he had to take a stress test. But his heart is okay. He had retention of water. But they gave him a strong water pill, and that went away. So I've been dealing with a lot with him because he don't listen. He's very thick-headed and stubborn, and he don't listen. And it's tough to deal with somebody like that on top of everything else that you have to do. When you have a thick-headed person that you have to deal with. When you have a person that needs you 24/7. All the time you have to be there. Needy individual. So when it comes down to it, that's what I've had to deal with. And that's why I've taken this pretty much long hiatus because I knew it would be that way. And I knew I wouldn't be able to concentrate on giving you shows because I don't use a script. I wouldn't be able to concentrate and give you the best shows. So I said, let me play some old shows for you that were more impactful, that you could learn from during this time where I would not be able to do a live show and give you the same impact. But I am coming up with some really awesome shows for all of you. So don't think I wasn't working on what my content was going to be when I came back, because I am working on content. You know, I'm actually starting a new radio show myself here soon as well. I'm going to have a couple of channels coming out on my own. Rebuilt my network, you know, so I am coming out with a few new shows. And looking forward to that. Looking forward to podcasting again. Because honestly, podcasting is my favorite. I love podcasting. I started podcasting in 2011. And I could not say one time where I hated podcasting. I mean, there were times where technical difficulties got under my skin. But there's not a show that I did that I could actually say that I hated doing. I actually love it. I want to make it my job. You know what I'm saying? I want to make it my career. You know, because I love doing what I do. I love doing what I do. Live streaming, I like too. Live streaming, not so much. But podcasting, I love it. And to be away from it for a while, you know, it was really sad to me. It was sad, you know, but I knew what I had to do. You know, so I had to choose what I needed to do. I think I've made the right choices in my life so far to take the time to take care of my father and to come up with better content for you was the better way to go. That's why I've been away, and that's why you've been listening to the best of Joey Giggles. So you would still get that impact from some older shows. And that's what I would love for each of you, to get something out of each one of those shows. I would love to hear what you've learned from any of those shows. We are going to open up the phone lines a little bit more. All right. Not this show because I'm on my phone. If I wasn't on my phone, then I would probably open up the callers. But I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say and what you've learned from listening to me for almost 7 years on this channel. We're working on 7 years. This is 7 years. I've been here 7 years. Some people have been here longer than me. Kim Justice has been here at least 12 years or more. But 7 years is a lot of years. That's a lot of shows. That's a lot of shows. I want to get creative with the Saturday slot. I want to get more creative. I don't mind rambling for 2 hours. You know me. I don't mind rambling for 2 hours. I've done 3-hour shows. I've done a 4-hour. I've done a 5-hour show. Me rambling on different topics. and actually making sense with people. Oh, my God, you made sense on every topic. Thank you. Yeah, imagine a five-hour show of you just rambling. Could you do it? Meaning no script, you rambling on for 5 hours. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. But so that's what I've been dealing with. That's what's been going on. That's what's been going down. And also some positive things. I got myself an iPhone 13. Fixed up a lot of the electronics in the house, making sure they were working crisply and cleanly. Got a new Wi-Fi system hooked up. So doing positive things on top of all these other challenging things. Got myself a new iPad. I treated myself. I thought this year, Joe, you got to treat yourself. All the good you do for people, you got to treat yourself a little bit. All the good you do for people, you got to treat yourself a little bit. To some self-care time, family care time, and present time. And that's basically what I did. I treated myself. I treated myself to some little presents. Not so little, but little presents that are expensive. You know? I have my ways of paying for it, and looking forward to using those new tools going forward, you know, with the shows here. Enhanced my desk, enhanced my way to do shows, you know, so not everything was challenging. Actually putting it together was challenging. But a lot of good things, too, happened during this period of time. Worldly, not so much. Country-wise, not so much. But we won't get into that. Yeah, I could talk about that for hours, too, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to stay apolitical on this channel. So when it comes down to it, I have done a lot of challenging things, but also good things for myself and good things for you, because again, the content's going to be better. The equipment that I'm going to be using is going to be better. Okay? And there's going to be a lot of better things happening when I come back. Looking forward to that. And like I said, at the end of the month here, I'll be coming back on Halloween full time. I'll be here throughout November. For RSDCRPS Awareness Month, Diabetes Awareness Month, big month for me, huge month for me because I have RSD. And then the first week of December, and then more self-care time. I'll be going away for the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, and my birthday. And then after my birthday, which I will be then 46 years old. Ouch. 46. Yeah, I'll be 46. Man, the time has flown away, baby. I tell you, 46. But again, the new year will bring new content for all of you, and looking forward to that as well. Looking forward to doing my best and bringing you my best, because that's my MO. I only bring you the best. That's my MO. I only bring you my best self. And you make your own opinions, I guess, of what I say. Go look up the information that I talk about. I mean, throughout 2020, we were talking about COVID a lot, right? We're still talking about COVID, right? I wanted to make sure that you all were not scared, that there was no fear. You know, that was part of my shows in 2020. Was to make sure you were not in fear and you knew how to combat COVID and knew how to win against COVID. So that was my job. You know, I actually had a little conference with Kim. We were on the phone. Yeah, so many people scared of COVID. Well, let me get on the air. Let me teach them a little something. You know, and I think people learned something. I think people got a lot out of it. And I don't think there was a lot of people in fear after that. Because once you think about it with an open mind, and once you think about it without all the ideological subversion, and with it with not watching the news and, you know, staying away from newspapers and staying away from radios. Guess what? There's nothing to be scared about. It was other people creating fear for you. Some of you were falling for it, and some of you were not. It was a massive fear campaign. So we talked about that throughout all of 2020, so we would get you out of the mindset of fear and put you back into the mindset of faith. That's what I try to do throughout the year of 2020, was put you back into faith and get you out of fear. It's not good. You make very bad decisions when you're in fear. You don't think straight when you're in fear. So my goal in 2020 was to get you out of the fear mindset and throw you back into faith that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. Everybody was worried about everybody else around them when they should have just been worried about themselves. What am I going to do to combat COVID? To make sure I don't die from COVID. What am I going to do for myself to make sure that I don't get sick with COVID? But when you're worried about everybody else, that's when you get sick and badly sick. So my job in 2020 was complete. I'm very proud of myself. Whether you listen to the message or not, I got my message out. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. I even took out maps and read you the numbers. Try to make you feel better with the statistics. Because when you look at the statistics, it's not as bad as what they were portraying on the news. So I took the statistics and turned it around on the news. And it made a lot more sense to people. That's all I try to do in 2020. And it worked for most of you. I didn't hear many people complaining about it. I didn't hear many people in fear after my shows in 2020. So my job was done. 2021, we talk more about COVID. We talk more about ideological subversion and normalization. And what they're trying to normalize. And what we are allowing them to normalize that we are not fighting back on. My job this year was to wake you up to normalization. Was to wake you up to what they were doing to your mind. Ideologically subverting you with commercials. Corporate America. That's right. Waking you up to fight back for your country. If you love the country. So that was my job this year. And it had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with your mind and your body. And that's the way I try to keep it on this channel. There's other channels where I go off on politics. But we won't do that here. It's more about the mind, the body, health and wellness on this channel. And that's why we keep it that way. That's right. I mean, there's probably other hosts that talk about it. I choose not to. Honestly, I don't care if you got the vaccine or not. I don't care. Okay, that's one thing. I don't care because it's not my choice whether you got a vaccine or not. It's your choice. We all make our own choices. And that's fine. Your choice is your choice. And that should not be politicized. We're talking health and wellness here, and people are trying to politicize a damn vaccine and a damn virus. That's exactly what we're talking about, health and wellness. And if somebody deems it necessary that their wellness is better without a vaccine, so be it. And the same for people that got the vaccine. That shouldn't be a point of argument. Or discussion, or separation, or segregation. But now they're coming out with vaxxer dating sites. Oh, yes. Vaxxer, it's called. That's right. Yep, so if you're not vaccinated, you can't go on Vaxxer if you're single. To be single. This is a very bad time in world history for single people, especially if you live in a place where they have mandates. Where do you take somebody out on a date? It's a very bad time for people who are single. And I'm talking about myself. I'm raising my hand as I'm saying it. Yes. Yeah, but it's true. They are using that as a point of segregation. That's the only reason why I brought up the whole dating site, because they're using it as a point of segregation. If you are not vaccinated, you can't go on Vaxxer, because you have to present on Vaxxer your vaccination card. Just like in New York, you have to present your vaccination card when you walk into a restaurant or when you walk into a play on Broadway. Oh, by the way, just the other day, on Broadway, one of the shows had to be closed down because some of the people in the play got COVID. So are they going to close down Broadway again? I don't know. This is a very contentious time to live in. Very overbearing time to live in. Everything feels like it's coming down on you sometimes. You feel like you're stuck. It's like, I want to date somebody, but where would I take that person? Right? Especially if you're not vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated in New York, you basically can't go anywhere. Basically shut down for unvaccinated people in New York. It's kind of like 2020 all over again for the unvaccinated in New York. That's right. That's why I said 2021 was really no change. Same crap. But usually when these viruses mutate and variate, they get milder. They don't get stronger, they get milder. Get away from the news that will tell you, oh my God, another variant's coming. Another Greek letter variant is coming. We're going to go through the whole Greek alphabet before this is all over. That's right. That's right. We had lambda. I think we had beta. We definitely had delta. Greek alphabet. Let's go through the whole damn alphabet. We might go to zeta. Amazing. I honestly think right now it's all about control. It's not even about a virus anymore. It's not even about a virus. Even, yeah, there's a bad virus out there. But they used it and they politicized it so much that it's more about control now. And an authoritarian ideal than anything else. Socialist ideal, communist ideal, whatever you want to call it. People should be able to gather now. There's a lot of people that are vaccinated. Okay, 90% efficacy. As time goes on, after 6 to 8 months, 70% efficacy. So it goes a little lower. That's why you see some vaccinated people getting sick now is because the efficacy level went down. When it comes down to it, it's all about control now. You know? So, in essence, my update to you tonight was to discuss what's happening in my life, on what's going on in this crazy world that we're living in. And if you don't think it's crazy, you got another thing coming. If you're living life right now that, like, it's not a crazy world, there's something wrong with you. Oh, man, I tell you. You know what? Each day, 24/7, it's a fight. It's a battle every single day. Every single day is a battle. Whether I deal with the MRSA or the insurance company for the mold or the happy but more challenging things, my electronics, putting everything together, putting the whole system up and running, you know, more powerful Wi-Fi, you know, better equipment for my shows, putting it all together. You know, it's challenging, but it's good challenge. But what we have in this world is challenging, very challenging. And what did I say from the very beginning? Tell all of you, probably like 7 years ago when I started doing shows on here, never get caught up with the manipulators. Never get manipulated by the manipulators. Have your own mind. Do your own research. I've been saying that for years on the radio. I've also been saying it's up to the American people to take their country back. Said that many, 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 many times. Nobody else is going to save your country but you. Nobody's going to save your country but you. If you love your freedom and you love your country, you're going to fight for it. This is that time. This is your time to shine. This is it. This is it, folks. You either love constitutional republic or you love socialism or authoritarianism. You like being told what to do? You like government in every aspect of your life? It's your time to shine. As I say, in your pain journeys, in your TBI journeys, your ABI journeys, it's your time to shine. Only you could get yourself better. Nobody else can get you better but you. Same thing with the country. You want to be like Rome? Or do you want to be the best hegemonic empire the world has ever seen? Boy, it's always been about the people. It's not about the leadership. But unfortunately, we have two separate realities in America. Ideologically subverted people who are living in the past, who are living in fear, and we have the people that want to move forward to the future. We have two starkly different thought processes in America, and that's why we're divided. 50-50. We actually have that many people in America that are in fear. They wear 5 masks. They get 17 vaccines because they think it's the cure. Like I said, I don't care if you got the vaccine or not, but 17 vaccines? Seriously? Yeah, I know of somebody who got 17 vaccines. I know of one person that got 17 vaccines, got jabbed 17 times. because he was that much of a hypochondriac. 5 masks religiously every day. Sometimes goes up to 10 masks. I see him every day. Try to be nice. It's tough. But, you know, it is what it is. You got people who are ideologically subverted like that. Me, that are not in fear since the beginning of COVID. I just want to move forward, move on, move forward to the future, make my life great. I'm living life like there's no COVID. There's people worried about it every single day of their life. That they're the next one to drop dead. And like I said, as the variants come, they get milder, folks. They get milder. Don't listen to the news. And what they're doing to our kids. Well, we know kids have no way of even getting COVID, maybe being a carrier of it, but let's put masks upon masks on them. Let's now get them vaccinated. When they say 99.99 chance of the time, your child is not going to die from COVID. That's the true science. We've been saying that from the very beginning of COVID. But now if you say that, oh, my God, you get cut off the air. Oh, my God, you get cut off of Facebook and Twitter. Right? Because you can't say those things. It goes against common knowledge. It goes against the authoritarian. But we're just talking about COVID and health and wellness, right? We're not talking about politics. Because a virus should not be politics. A vaccine should not be politics. Those are choices, everyday choices that an individual has to make. For themselves, not for other people, for themselves. I love how these other people try to push upon you that you must, for other people's sake, get a vaccine. You must. Me getting a vaccine is not saving your life. You getting a vaccine, maybe. But me getting a vaccine, no. That's another false thing that's going around in the ideologically subverted world. Oh, man. But that's the problem, and that's why we're divided. I don't know when the division's going to end. You know, I mean, we are starkly 50-50. You know? Where our country goes from here, I have no idea. I don't know. All I know is it's your time to shine. Just like I say, in your journeys, you battle to get to remission. You battle to get rid of your pain. You battle to get your memories back, to shine. It's your time to shine. What are you going to do about it? Look at yourself in the mirror. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I'll keep repeating it. What are you going to do about it? Anything? What are you doing to help save your country? Even if it's doing something on the computer, doing a live stream or a podcast, doing something to fight for your country, doing something that would benefit your countrymen and countrywomen. Anything. You don't have to go out and protest. Honestly, the politicians are doing what they're doing anyway, even though the protests are going on. So I don't know how good those are working. But people need to have their voices heard. So be it. Whatever which way you want to get your voice heard, you should get your voice heard. It's your time to shine. In your journey, it's always your time to shine. In your journey, you happen to make it the best journey for you. This is your play. This is your movie. This is your book. You write it. You direct it. You create it. So what do you want to create for your country? You want a new country? In essence, it's the people that need to build back better. Not the leadership. And by the way, it's more corporate America ruling this country than Washington ruling your country. Anything else. The big five manipulators have taken over your country. That's a tall order. One of them are telling you different things that you have to do. Oh, you can't get your treatments. Because we don't pay for that treatment anymore. Insurance companies. Or, here, we'll just throw you some pills and you could just mask your pain, Big Pharma. Corporate America had a lot of different stances this past year, but one of the biggest stances that corporate America had that they were pushing all over the place we must back a socialist Marxist organization called BLM because we said so. It was all over the courts. It was all over the fields. It was all over the stadiums. It was all over TV commercials. On the banks. That's right, Bank of America. All the commercials. We need racial equality. Meanwhile, we have racial equality. Everybody's equal, according to our Declaration of Independence, and according to our Constitution, everybody has their rights now, so everybody's equal. But meanwhile, we have to have racial equality. So corporate America puts out there, you must back BLM. And all of our monies that we raise for the year is going to BLM. Meanwhile, it's a socialist Marxist organization that believes in communism. And the bastardization of society. So corporate America is the third Oh, and then you'd have Build Back Better. Oh, the best is Build Back Our Government. And then you have 2,000 people dying a day of COVID. We're showing you on the side of the screen how many people are dying every day, but we don't show you how many people are recovering. More people recovered from COVID than died from COVID. And never showed you the recovery number because they wanted to scare you. The media, number five. So all those groups of people are working against you. That's right. So those five manipulators are working against you. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? The government working against you. So those five manipulators working against you, what are you going to do? Keep giving them money? Keep paying for things through these big corporations? What are you going to do? Keep feeding the money? What are you going to do? So they could come back with the next, oh, my God, moment. Oh, my God, moment. That's right. Time of the Roman Empire. Bastardized society. And look where Rome went. Yeah, all these same things happened in Rome. That's why Rome died. That's why Rome is not here anymore. Rome might be here in city, but it's not here in empire anymore. It's just a city in Italy with the remains of the Roman Empire in there. The remains of a once great society that was bastardized, that was put down, and it didn't survive because the people didn't rise up. And when the people rose up, the barbarians came in and defeated Rome. That's right. So when the people decided to rise up, they started a civil war in Rome. And while they were having a civil war, the barbarians came in, the Huns, the Celts, the Ottomans. They all came in and destroyed Rome. Oh, it's looking a lot like that these days. Oh, my God, right? Who are the barbarians? Who are the barbarians? I'll let you take a guess on that one. Get ready. I'm going to be taking you through real tough times. On BIRN, but we're going to stick to mental, physical, and health and wellness. We make references to certain things, but that doesn't mean we're making it political. We have to make references to make you think about things. That's what I've been doing. I've been working my ass off. I've been very busy, day in and day out. Because I have love for my dad, love for my family, love for myself, and love for everything that I do. Because without having a break, I wouldn't be having that impactful moment for all of you. I want to be impactful for you. I want you to learn something. I want to educate you the best I can. I want to give you the tools that you need to navigate this crazy, crazy world we're living in. And if you don't think it's crazy, there's something wrong with you. I'm going to say it again. If you don't think it's crazy out there, okay, there's something wrong with you. Maybe you're one of those ideologically subverted people. And everybody's living in a utopia on that side. Oh, my God. Living in a utopia. Nothing wrong. Everybody's harmonious. It's not really a utopia. That's why it's alternate realities. But those people don't realize that they're mentally ill. That's right. They think they're perfectly fine. Wearing their 5 masks, getting 17 jabs. Yeah, they think they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. And the rest of us, we just want to move on and live life. So, again, it's your time to shine. I told you this day would come. I've been working my way up at every damn show I talk about it. It's your time to shine. Now, what are you going to do about it? I know what I'm going to do about it. My podcast. I'm going to write a book on it. I'm going to do things the effective way. And maybe I'll explain one day what the effective way is. Is it out there screaming, you losing your voice? Now, some people think that's the right way to do it. Oh, you don't want to, that's fine. Go out there and protest. Scream your brains out, lose your voice. That's fine. That's not effective to me. It may be effective to you. So if it is effective for you, go out and do it. But for me, that's not effective. You got to hit them where it hurts the most. Oh, my God. Where might that be? I'll let you think about that one, too. I'm not going to give you all the answers. No, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and answer it yourself. What does that question mean to you? What is the answer to you? Not my answer, it's your answer. So what are you going to do about it? Your country is in the balance. Your empire is in the balance. Your history is in the balance. What are you going to do about it? It's all up to us. Nobody cares about us but us. It's all about us now. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? How are you going to be a part of saving America? It could be the littlest thing. Giving money to a charity that's saving America. That could help. The littlest thing that you do could help America. So what are you going to do? Sit there and do nothing? Watch your country go down? Watch one of the greatest hegemonic empires the world has ever seen disappear? With two of the best written documents in world history the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. What are you going to do? That's the toughest question I'm going to ask you tonight. Now, again, I didn't expect to go this long, but now we're here. And he is staying quiet and not calling me like a crazy person for ICE. So I'm good with doing more show. Until he starts calling me, then I have to end the show. He's up. He's not sleeping anymore. That's right. The needy person needs me. No. Not now. Not now, Dad. I said, Dad, not now. I'm doing something. Oh, but you've always... No, Dad, I'm doing something. Can I do something for once? I bust his balls sometimes. But I love him. But I love him. He's a pain in the ass sometimes, though. He's a real pain in the ass. But I love him. Oh, my God. I guess that's father and son relationship, I guess, right? I guess that's the way it goes, you know? I tell you, there's a lot to think about these days, folks. A lot to think about. Lots to think about. I laid out a lot of things you should be thinking about right now. But always remember to focus on your journey and never get off your journey. Always stay focused on your journey. But think about the answers to these questions. Never be diverted from your journey because some very important questions come into your life. You can still focus on your journey and answer those questions. Oh, yes, you can. You don't have to pound your brain to answer those questions. Just do some research and answer the questions to the best of your ability. And still focus on your journey and where you're going. Remember, it's all about where you're going. Where are you going? Not where somebody else is going, where are you going? What are you doing? What is your journey going to be? What is your future going to be? What is your legacy going to be? Remember, the focus should always be on you. Nobody else but you. What is your reality during this time of craziness? What is your reality? It should never come off of you and what you must do. So I guess I'll end here because I basically talked about everything I needed to talk about. We got through an hour and a half of the show. Play some music at the end here, and then we're good. And then I'll see you in 3 weeks, or whatever it is. So, we end off with the question of, what are you going to do as an individual in a crazy, turbulent time? What are you going to do? What's going to be your contribution to the craziness in this world? How are you going to combat it? How are you going to add to it? There's some people that are thinking, how am I going to add to this craziness? We don't need any more craziness. Please don't add anything to this. But there are some people out there was saying, how can I make things worse? No, we don't need to be worse. We need to be better. Good versus evil, right? We talked about that numerous times, too. Good versus evil. Good versus evil. That's right. So, I'm going to leave you with the question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Continue listening to the midget from Wuhan land? Or do something better? Well, that's your choice to make. I know what I'm doing. And I know how to be effective. What are you going to do? So we're going to play some patriotic music for you. I think everybody needs a little patriotic music. I think we all need a little patriotic music after that little talk. And the updates that we had to bring for you. I'll see you in 3 weeks live. Listen to the best of Joey Giggles for the next couple of weeks. And we'll see you on the 30th for our Halloween show. Hopefully everything will be okay here. I'm hoping everything will be okay by then. Okay? Hopefully. Everything will be okay by then. It should be. But, again, you never know. Patriotic music for all of you. Here you go. Enjoy the music.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. hotline. Sleep in peace tonight, American soldier. I'm an American. An American. An American.
Start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. So there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The lakes of Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till the day. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Thank you.